Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
With the elections coming up this fall, it will be somewhat of an abbreviated session that Congress will be in session between now and the end of the calendar year. But there are a few issues that Congress does need to take up while they're in session. There's going to be some effort to vote on the Export-Import Bank's charter, which expires at the end of this fiscal year on September 30th.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There will be a lame duck session in November as well as another lame duck session in December. And really during that time, Congress will have to address funding the government until sometime into 2015. And the length of that continuing resolution may depend on the outcome of the elections and what kind of changes we might see once the new Congress comes in January. So that will be one of the big issues on Congress's agenda. There's also some trade issues that could be addressed, such as the expired generalized system of preferences or the miscellaneous tariff bill.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Specifically this week, the House of Representatives is scheduled to take up what's known as the Waters of the U.S. Regulatory Overreach Protection Act, which was introduced by Representative Sutherland in Florida. And it really focuses and would require that the EPA retract a rule that it put out that was designed to clarify some agricultural exemptions. The concern is that some of the efforts by EPA would extend the scope of the Clean Water Act. And this bill currently being voted on by the House would restrict that expansion of the scope. This is actually a bill that the National Cotton Council is supporting, and we have sent a letter to Cotton Belt House members as well, so we will monitor that debate as it goes through the House this week.